China will face a major test of its influence today as voters go to the polls in the self-ruled democratic state of Taiwan. The Chinese Communist Party has never ruled the island, but insists it must and it will, and has launched a four-year campaign to pressure the current government to accept its demands. Our China correspondent Bill Birtles is in Taipei.
Political rallies in Taiwan are a bit like rock concerts. Big screens, sing-alongs and enthusiastic crowds. It's the night before Election Day and President Tsai Ing-wen is taking the stage in front of hundreds of thousands of supporters. Local issues are very much in play, but she's used the recent unrest in Hong Kong to portray herself as the defender of Taiwan's democracy. The polls suggest it's been a fairly popular stance. After years of Beijing poaching Taiwan's allies, threatening its military, and marginalising it on the world stage, the idea of forging better ties with Beijing doesn't seem particularly popular right now. A candidate for President Tsai's party, Fan Yun, says the unravelling of Hong Kong society under China's rule has spooked a lot of voters in Taiwan.
What happened in the street of Hong Kong actually was broadcast in Taiwan's TV. So almost every Taiwanese know what's happening in Hong Kong. So they start to question whether we can really make a deal with China and whether we should trust Beijing's promise.
If the polls are wrong and Tsai Ing-wen is swept from power, the new leader will be a 62-year-old city mayor who has pledged better ties with the superpower across the water. Han Kuo-yu's party, the KMT, are viewed in China as being much more amenable to Beijing's advances. But many KMT supporters say they care most about local issues.
We want a safe Taiwan, a prosperous Taiwan. Tsai Ing-wen has turned Taiwan into an isolated country. People are poor because our products don't have a market. All she does is lie. But Han Kuo-yu, he's a man of his word.
In the lead-up to the poll, China has tried to hurt the island's economy by preventing citizens from travelling to Taiwan as individual tourists. Taiwan's foreign minister has warned of much more covert meddling. Given his obsession with gaining control of Taiwan and determining its future, China's President Xi Jinping has a lot at stake. But it's the Taiwanese themselves who have the vote, something the communist leader across the water can't control. This is Bill Birtles in Taipei, reporting for AM.